This morning, America's First News starts right after this. When shopping for car insurance, consider this. GEICO has been saving people money on car insurance for over 75 years. So if you're serious about savings, it's simple. Go to geico.com. After 75 years, they know how to save you money.
From Compass Media Networks, this is America's First News. This morning with your host, Gordon Deal.
More eyebrows raised over the Clinton Foundation. Good morning, I'm Gordon Deal, along with Rasa Kay, who's in for Jennifer Koshenka. It is Thursday, October 27th, and here's what's up this hour.
The latest WikiLeaks release shows two fundraisers for the Clinton Foundation encouraged corporate donors to also direct business opportunities like paid speeches to former President Bill Clinton.
The Cubs responded to their Game 1 defeat by using their own solid pitching and hitting, beating the Indians in Game 2 to even the World Series.
Defense Secretary Ash Carter is suspending efforts to take back re-enlistment bonuses improperly given to members of the California National Guard.
And where buying a home has become an incredible bargain, at least compared to renting.
Interesting stuff coming from Trulia. They looked at 100 of the biggest housing markets in the U.S., and they found that now it is significantly cheaper to buy than to rent in the top 100 cities in America. So it's now about 38% cheaper to buy than to rent in those cities.
Market Watch reporter Katie Hill on the cities where buying a home is the best deal in years. She's here in about 20 minutes. The World Series is even at one game each after the Cubs beat the Indians in Cleveland last night 5-1. Kyle Schwarber went 2-for-4 with a walk and 2 RBI to lead the Cubs offense. Schwarber is 3-for-7 with 2 walks in his first 2 games in 6 months after returning from a devastating knee injury. This guy is not human. With the victory, the Cubs have taken back home field advantage with the next 3 games in Chicago. Strong pitching performance by Chicago starter Jake Arrieta, who didn't allow a hit until the 6th inning. Manager Joe Maddon.
Overall, I mean, he had great stuff. His command a little bit scattered at times, but he kept battling through, didn't give up any hits. Finally, was it like 96 or 98 pitches by the time I took him out?
After a day off today, the teams play Game 3 tomorrow at Wrigley Field, which has not hosted a World Series game since 1945. Josh Tomlin will start for the Indians against Kyle Hendricks of the Cubs. Indians manager Terry Francona confirmed yesterday that ace right-hander and Game 1 winner Corey Kluber will start on short rest in Game 4 of the series on Saturday, also lining him up for a potential Game 7 start as well. New questions today about the relationship between the Clintons' charity work and their personal business. It's part of the latest release from WikiLeaks, which got access to the stolen emails of John Podesta, campaign manager for Democratic presidential nominee Hillary Clinton. Details from this morning's Mike Gavin.
A hacked memo reveals that two chief fundraisers not only press corporate donors to contribute to the Clinton Foundation, but also press them to steer business opportunities to former President Bill Clinton. The November 2011 memo from Douglas Bann outlines extensive fundraising efforts that Mr. Bann and a partner deployed on behalf of the Clinton Foundation and how that work sometimes translated into large speaking fees and other paid work for Mr. Clinton. This occurred as Hillary Clinton served as Secretary of State. Gordon.
Thank you, Mike. In 2009, by the way, according to the memo, Declan Kelly, an Irish-American businessman and ally of the Clintons, introduced a senior UBS executive, Bob McCann, to Mr. Clinton at a charitable event. Mr. McCann was asked to support the foundation and was encouraged to invite President Clinton to give several paid speeches, which he did. According to the 12-page memo, Mr. Clinton earned $1.5 million from those speeches. The presidential election continues to be a dead heat in Nevada, while Democratic nominee Hillary Clinton has opened a wider lead over Republican Donald Trump in New Hampshire, according to at least a new poll from the Wall Street Journal and NBC News. In New Hampshire, Mrs. Clinton leads 45-36%, a jump from a race that was neck and neck there a month ago. Meanwhile, she campaigned in Florida and pressed Mr. Trump about his business practices, including the building of a hotel.
Many of the products in the hotel were made overseas rather than here in the United States, and he even sued the District of Columbia to pay lower taxes. That is the way that he does business.
Meanwhile, Mr. Trump spoke at a rally in North Carolina where he discussed separate business ideas.
Companies like Apple will start making their iPhones and other products inside the United States. You watch.
Meanwhile, winning Nevada would be a big accomplishment for Mr. Trump since it went Democratic in 2008 and 2012. Democrats have high hopes for winning Nevada because of its large Latino population. However, the new poll shows that the Latino vote has shifted lately in Mr. Trump's direction over the past month. It's 11 minutes now after the hour on This Morning, America's First News.
Sign Now by Barracuda Networks is the next generation in e-signature solutions, accelerating business transactions for more than 4 million people and counting. Sign Now is priced at a fraction of the cost of comparable solutions, offers superior ease of use, yet includes all the enterprise-class security and functionality your business will ever need to safely go paperless. Sign Now is pre-integrated with Salesforce, Office 365, and Google Apps, and you can even integrate Sign Now with your own app through its API. Visit signnow.com and enter promo code RADIO to start your free trial.
Whether traveling or working remotely, we know your PC is your business headquarters. And when work takes you on the go, you need a laptop that can keep up. Dell's XPS 13 empowers small business owners to collaborate anywhere with incredible battery life and powerful performance. Reduce downtime by 50% and boost productivity with 4 times faster performance when you refresh to new Dell PCs featuring Intel Core processors. Explore the XPS 13 at Dell.com/radio. Glad you're with us. Welcome into a Thursday. Donald Trump, who has seen the Republican establishment's support for his presidential candidacy deteriorate in recent weeks, has found a stalwart in one conservative institution, the National Rifle Association. It's a story from Wall Street Journal reporter Beth Reinhardt. Beth, give us some numbers.
So the NRA has spent almost $27 million on ads either attacking Hillary Clinton or promoting Donald Trump. And that is the single biggest expenditure on Trump's behalf by an outside group, you know, meaning not the Republican Party and not his campaign. This is an age of, as you know, super PACs and lots of big spending by outside group, but we haven't seen that on the right, only on the left for Hillary Clinton. So the NRA really stepped up into the void of advertising. You know, Trump's campaign has done a limited amount of advertising, and so it's had an outsized profile, these NRA ads.
Wow. So how does this cycle's NRA spending compare to others?
They've already spent more than twice as much as they spent last cycle on behalf of Mitt Romney or against President Obama. So it's their biggest spending in an election year.
And what does that tell us, the fact that they've spent this much money?
Well, the stakes are very high. The Supreme Court is evenly divided 4-4 right now with the death of Justice Scalia. The next president will likely appoint or nominate his replacement, and you know, the court obviously, weighs in on important decisions that affect the gun debate. And so a lot is at stake here.
Wow. We're speaking with Wall Street Journal reporter Beth Reinhardt. Her piece is called NRA Shows Its Support for Donald Trump with Big Ad Spending. The messaging here from them generally is what?
Messaging is generally, you know, Hillary Clinton is going to take your gun away. You're right to self-defense, your right to bear arms is under siege. But the NRA, for the first time, has done some ads on other issues. They've touched on national security. They've done ads on the Benghazi terrorist attacks. They've also talked about Hillary Clinton's emailing classified information on her private server. So, you know, questioning her character and her integrity. And these ads are meant to go beyond their usual universe of gun enthusiasts. And that goes back to what I said earlier about how there hasn't been that much advertising for Trump. And so the NRA is trying to reach a broader audience.
You pointed out that Mr. Trump at one time supported an assault weapons ban, but now opposes it. Is that influence from NRA money?
Back in 2000, you know, first of all, Trump has been, you know, a Democrat. He's been an independent. He's been a Republican. He's left the Republican Party. He's had positions on issues, different issues. But obviously he's running as a Republican, and His sons are involved in the NRA, and they believe him to be very, someone who's on their side. And certainly in this campaign, he has been, backing the NRA's agenda, less regulation and more opportunities to buy guns and faster.
Wow. All right. So given Mr. Trump's own lack of spending, I guess how much is the NRA willing to go beyond just gun issues in its ads?
You know, all the issues kind of come back to guns, but they're poking at Hillary Clinton's weaknesses, you know, which people don't like her, people don't trust her, people question her character, and so the ads try to resonate with voters who have questions about her in that way.
Thanks, Beth. Wall Street Journal reporter Beth Reinhard. It's 20 minutes now after the hour on This Morning. Rasa Kay is here with more of America's First News.
Gordon, Hillary Clinton continues to lead Donald Trump in the polls. A new Fox News poll of likely voters puts Clinton ahead of Trump 44% to 41% in a four-way race for president. Libertarian candidate Gary Johnson has 7% support, while Green Party candidate Jill Stein has 3%. In the swing state of Florida yesterday, Clinton mocked Trump for taking a break from the campaign to open yet another hotel and suggested he used illegal workers to build it.
She said, "I used illegal immigrants to build the building. Except I didn't use one for two reasons. Number one, I didn't want to. And number two, I'm running for president. Why would I do that?"
That was Trump firing back at his own rally in North Carolina later. Trump spends today crisscrossing Ohio. Michelle Obama joins Clinton on the stump in North Carolina. Chaos in a Boston transit train late yesterday when an overheated motor filled cars with smoke at a Back Bay station. Passengers kicked out and climbed through windows when the doors wouldn't open. Deputy Transit Police Chief Preston Horton.
The motorman made a conscious, and if you ask me, the proper decision not to open those doors because folks would have jumped out onto a live third rail.
Three people were treated for smoke inhalation. Mechanics are examining that train today. University of Arizona researchers have made a discovery that could rewrite the history of HIV. Working with frozen blood samples taken from patients years before the human immunodeficiency virus that causes AIDS was ever recognized, they isolated genetic material from the virus in that blood, showing that the global epidemic of HIV/AIDS likely started in New York around 1970. E-commerce brand marketer HookLogic predicts your ghosts and goblins will be bringing home lots of traditional favorites after trick-or-treating. M&Ms, Reese's, Twizzlers likely to pull in the most Halloween candy dollars. But their data suggests traditional costumes like witches and vampires won't be as frequent at your front door. In the top 15, superhero Deadpool, Cinderella, Ariel, and again, the frozen characters.
And among adults, you think clowns with all the clown mania?
Oh, please no.
There will be those.
Please no.
You know there will be.
They scare me.
It's 23 minutes now after the hour. Time now for a personal finance update, and it's brought to you by TIAA. Discover what makes us a different kind of financial partner at the new TIAA.org. Depending on where you'd like to live, 2016 could be the best year to buy a home since 2012. That's the conclusion of a new analysis released from the real estate firm Trulia, which compared the cost to rent with costs of buying a home. Here's MarketWatch reporter Katie Hill. Katie, set this up.
Interesting stuff coming from Trulia. They looked at 100 of the biggest housing markets in the U.S., and they found that now it is significantly cheaper to buy than to rent in the top 100 cities in America. So it's now about 38% cheaper to buy than to rent in those cities. That's the cheapest it's been by that measure since 2012. So quite interesting that this is what's going on. You know, we keep hearing housing prices are going up. Well, that's true, but rents are always also going up. So you see the flip side there. So yeah, I mean, now it's nearly 38% cheaper to buy than to rent in most big cities.
Why has this happened?
Well, I think these rents have gone up quite a lot, and mortgage rates are still quite low. And even when you look at, so this study, by the way, looked at a lot of things. It wasn't just, okay, we're comparing, you know, your monthly mortgage to your, you know, to your rent payments. I mean, it looked at mortgage and maintenance, insurance, security deposits, renter's insurance. I mean, they looked across a lot of things. I will say they assumed a 20% down payment and that you stayed in your house for 7 years. So those were two assumptions. But yeah, I mean, what's happening here, rents are also rising at a rapid clip, and the mortgage rates have stayed down quite low. So it's making, you know, housing affordability pretty good for a lot of people.
We're speaking with MarketWatch reporter Katie Hill. Her piece is called "By This Measure, Buying a Home is the Best Deal It's Been in Years." Wow, there are a couple of big cities on this list, too. I was surprised. You got Miami number one, Houston number three, Philadelphia number nine. That surprised me.
Right. No, these surprised me too, right? So these are cities where it's still 50% cheaper to buy than rent. Miami, West Palm Beach, Houston, Fort Lauderdale, Charleston, South Carolina. You notice that these are a lot of them in the South, which is where this tends to be the most true. Like, for instance, these other cities where it's still more affordable to buy than to rent, but places like Honolulu, San Francisco, it's much less true there than it is in the Miamis and the Houstons, Charleston, New Orleans, cities where it's 50% cheaper to buy than to rent.
What jumped out at me too, you mentioned so many like East Coast cities and the weather extremes, in case that was in your plans. Syracuse at number eight, right? If you love the cold. But then there's
you gotta embrace
Miami,
the snow,
but Miami, West Palm Beach, and Fort Lauderdale, a couple of South Carolina cities, you know, if you want that range.
Because, you know, it tends to be the South having that advantage, whereas places on the coast, it's, by and large, you know, the New York City, San Francisco's, Honolulu's, those tend to be still cheaper to buy than to rent generally, but still less so.
All right. Thanks, Katie. MarketWatch reporter Katie Hill, who's based in New York. It is 30 minutes now after the hour on This Morning, America's First News. Mailing your letters and packages has just gotten a lot easier thanks to Stamps.com. With Stamps.com, you can mail and ship anything, anywhere, using just your computer and printer. No more trips to the post office. Anyone can do it. Just click, print, and mail. With Stamps.com, you buy and print official U.S. postage right from your desk. Stamps.com will do all the work for you. They'll even give you a digital scale that automatically calculates exact postage for any letter, any package, any class of mail. And setup is easy, too. In minutes, you'll be printing your very own postage. Right now, sign up for Stamps.com and use my last name, Deal, for this special offer. A 4-week trial plus a $110 bonus offer that includes postage and a digital scale. Don't wait. Go to Stamps.com. Then before you do anything else, click on the microphone. It's at the top of the homepage and type in the promo code DEAL. That's Stamps.com. Then enter the promo code DEAL.
America's First News is online all the time. Follow us on Twitter at This Morning Show. Like us on Facebook or send us an email. This Morning at CompassMediaNetworks.com.
Hey, glad you could be with us on this Thursday, October 27. Gordon Deal with Rasa Kay, who's filling in for Jennifer Koshenka. Some of our top stories and headlines. More unflattering emails about the Clinton Foundation. 22 children killed in airstrikes at a Syrian school. The FCC is expected to vote today on new rules for how internet service providers can use your data. Wall Street Journal says Megyn Kelly at Fox News wants $20 million a year. The Walking Dead drew 17 million viewers in the Season 7 premiere. Microsoft introduces the Surface Studio, its first desktop computer. Anthony Davis scored 50 last night. And the Cubs even the World Series with the Indians. The news from WikiLeaks about Hillary Clinton's private email server and the Clinton Foundation continue to damage her credibility on the campaign trail. Plus, she's tied to the spikes in health insurance premiums under the Affordable Care Act that the Obama administration has been forced to acknowledge. What could this mean in the final days of the campaign? We're joined now live by Fox News correspondent Mike Emanuel, who's traveling with the Clinton campaign, currently in Westchester, New York, near the Clintons' home. Mike, was that your tent that I spotted on the Clintons' front lawn in Chappaqua?
Gordon, good morning. Yeah, I think sometimes the Secret Service wonders, you know, where are they hiding out now? And so not a tent on the front lawn, but we do keep close tabs on her because it's obviously a critical stage in this campaign.
All right. A lot of negative news lately, as I sort of recapped in your intro there. How is this being managed?
You know, basically what the Clinton campaign is trying to do on the drip, drip, drip of emails, and we've been getting, what, 1,000 of them each day or more of insider emails that, you know, have had unflattering portrayals of the nominee herself from insiders and also a variety of other things about the Clinton Foundation and, you know, things that you would not want out in public, let's be honest. And so basically what they've done is they've tried to just attack the Russians. Say blame the hackers, you know, and not get into the contents of each individual email. But it certainly, you know, created a lot of heartburn, created a lot of stress at her Brooklyn, New York headquarters, as each day her campaign team waits for the latest dump from WikiLeaks and wonders what could be in that batch of 1,000, 1,500, 2,000 emails each day that could ruin their day. And truthfully, I think they're wondering what the impact is with the American people. Do the American people, when they hear Hillary Clinton campaign emails, do they, you know, flip the channel, or do they, you know, just tune it out saying, oh, enough of the emails? Or does it have a real impact where people go, you know what, I don't trust this person. I've already had questions about her honesty and being trustworthy. Does it ultimately have an impact, you know, now just 12 days away?
All right. So given that we are 12 days away now, and I'm no pundit here or political strategist, but would the worst of the WikiLeaks releases be out now?
That's something the campaign's been asking themselves. It's certainly something we who've been following her around the country have been asking as well. If you're WikiLeaks and you want to make a major October surprise, make a major impact, do you front load it and put that out first, your best stuff first, or do you trickle it out and or perhaps wait until, you know, 3 days before Election Day to drop a real nasty one? We're not sure. WikiLeaks hasn't been talking to us about it. They've just been putting out their material and I think enjoying it, the feeding frenzy here in the U.S.
Right.
And, you know, we'll see if they've got a real doozy down the stretch.
We're speaking live this morning with Fox News correspondent Mike Emanuel, who's traveling with the Clinton campaign. And she has not spoken to reporters lately about this, right? No comment with regards to this stuff?
You know, we've tried asking her about specific emails and that sort of thing, and she says, well, I'm not going to get into the emails, but, you know, blame the Russians, basically. And you know, you should look at what Moscow's trying to do to our election here, that sort of thing. So she's been pretty firm in pointing the finger directly at Vladimir Putin and his supporters in terms of trying to influence the American election, and she's hoping that that will get some sympathy with American voters who don't like the idea of a foreign actor trying to weigh in. But no, she's not wanted to talk about any of the allegations or any of the you know, criticisms of her in some of these emails.
Yeah.
There have been criticisms of her daughter, and so she's tried to just basically blame the Russians.
How about on the health insurance issue, too? She's kind of tied, obviously, to Obamacare. Her husband apparently is not a big fan, certainly hasn't been celebrating the Affordable Care Act, but that puts her in a difficult spot.
No question about it, Gordon, because, you know, she threw her arms around President Obama, realizing he was popular, and threw her arms around health care reform, you know, and has said many, many times on the campaign trail before it was Obamacare, there was Hillary Care, which she tried to get passed when she was First Lady of the United States. And, you know, what the government calls this law is the Affordable Care Act. And now we're seeing headlines about premiums going through the roof that make it anything but affordable. And so a lot of the promises that were made in terms of if you like your doctor, you'll be able to keep your doctor. In places like Arizona, where the Clinton campaign, you know, is seeing a close polling, the headlines are that premiums are going through the roof, maybe more than 100% in some cases. And so, you know, what's the impact on her? Do people hold her accountable? Or I think Democrats are spinning it as, well, blame the Republicans because they haven't wanted to work with the Republicans to, I mean, work with the Democrats to make the law better.
Yeah.
So she says she's going to fix it, but she's not saying how she's going to pay for fixing it or exactly, you know, whether it will work.
Where do you travel next, my friend?
Well, today it is Battleground, North Carolina. Once again, we were just there on Sunday, and so she'll be at Wake Forest University with arguably the most popular Democratic surrogate, the First Lady of the United States. So they will campaign together for the first time today. We've seen Michelle Obama out solo in places like New Hampshire trying to drive the female vote. Today the First Lady will be out, I guess, trying to get the youth vote and the African-American vote specifically to turn out at the polls for Hillary Clinton.
The next time you go home, will you have to wear some sort of ID that says, like, reintroduces yourself to the wife and kids? Like, hello, my name is Mike.
Hi, I'm Dad. Remember me?
Is that what it's been like? Oh, I can't imagine. A lot of travel for you. Very good. All right, travel safe. Thanks for a few minutes as always. Mike Emanuel, Fox News correspondent, traveling with the Clinton campaign. 19 minutes now in front of the hour. Looking for the next place to grow or expand your business? Why not look to a state that's one of America's top 10 for business, where 2,000 burdensome regulations were eliminated over the past 5 years and is now home to the sixth best entrepreneurial climate. All this and more awaits you in the state of Michigan, the state that should be the number one choice for your business. Go to MichiganBusiness.org to learn more. Again, that's MichiganBusiness.org to learn more. Hey, glad you're with us. Beyond the headlines now, this morning's Mike Gavin is here with a look at some of the other stories you'll be talking about this morning.
Good morning. Well, as we know, it isn't every year that the Cleveland Indians play in the World Series, so some Ohio citizens could be forgiven for shirking some of their daily responsibilities in order to watch the Tribe play for their first championship in nearly 70 years. An Ohio University student almost got in trouble for skipping class to go to Game 1 of the series in Cleveland on Tuesday. The student named Charles Turner posted a photo of an email he received from his angry geology professor wondering why he wasn't in class. But when Charlie comes clean and responds by saying that he was missing because his dad had bought him tickets to the World Series game, complete with a photo of him at the game along with his brother, the professor quickly changes his tune, responding, "Charlie, that looks like an impeccable excuse. No repercussions. Go Tribe."
Love it. Very good.
All right. And it was a pretty quick turnaround because the professor in the email looked pretty angry about it.
Oh, is that right?
I guess because they have this attendance tracker, which thankfully they didn't have when I was in school. But they have, I guess you have to swipe in, I guess, when you go into the class. And then but then at the end of the class, the professor takes attendance to make sure you stayed for the whole class.
Oh, man.
And apparently he swiped in and I guess handed in his homework, but then he left to go to the game. So that's why the professor was pretty angry about it and thought that he was trying to pull a fast one on him.
Got it.
And then when he found that he was at the game, he turned around very quickly.
With photo evidence, too.
So good for him. And a North Carolina woman, Gordon, who bought a scratch-off lottery ticket to teach her husband a lesson about losing, had the plan backfire when she won $1 million. Glenda Blackwell says her husband asked her to pick up some Powerball tickets from a Nashville convenience store Saturday, so she decided to buy a Carolina Million scratch-off ticket to show him the folly of playing the lottery. Blackwell says she scratched off the ticket and immediately realized her plan wasn't going to work. "I had to eat my words," she said, "but those are pretty good words to eat." And the couple will get to eat out a lot more now that they are over $400,000 richer.
How about that? Honey, I've got some bad news, sort of.
Yeah, exactly.
I was wrong in a really good way.
Yes,
a million ways.
But we're getting a new house.
How about the taxes, though?
Well, that's what it was. It was a million dollar
prize and walked away with $400,000.
She took the lump sum of like $600,000 and then $400,000 with taxes.
How about that? Thank you, Mike. 13 minutes now in front of the hour on This Morning. America's First News. 8 minutes now in front of the hour on This Morning. Rasa Kay is back with more of America's First News.
Gordon, a 2011 memo by a Clinton Foundation operative made public by the anti-secrecy group WikiLeaks lays out an aggressive strategy called Bill Clinton Incorporated, lining up consulting contracts and paid speaking engagements for Bill Clinton from donors to the foundation. The system added tens of millions of bucks to the Clinton family's fortune, including during the years that Hillary Clinton led the State Department. The Democratic National Committee is asking a federal judge to hold the Republican Party in contempt of court over allegations that Donald Trump is encouraging supporters to intimidate minority voters. The DNC's court filing accuses the RNC of violating a longstanding agreement that restricts Republicans' ability to question voters at the polls and prevent people from voting. The jury in the Bridgegate trial could begin deliberations this week. Testimony wrapped up yesterday after a grueling cross-examination of New Jersey Governor Chris Christie's former top aide. Prosecutors pointed out seven other witnesses gave testimony that conflicted with Bridget Kelly on the orchestration of the George Washington Bridge lane closures. She says all of their livelihoods depended on the governor. Passengers at a South Dakota airport still shocked by yesterday's arrest there of a pilot for SkyWest Airlines who was removed from the cockpit after he arrived for a flight smelling of alcohol.
"I'm pretty perturbed just for the absolute ignorance of one person could have messed up a lot of people's lives."
The best of seven World Series now tied at a game apiece as the Chicago Cubs beat the Cleveland Indians 5-1 in Game 2. Pat Hughes with a final call on WSCR Cubs Radio Network.
And the 2-2. Swinging a bouncer to short. Glove by Addison Russell, and he throws him out, and the Cubs win. The Cubs win a World Series ball game for the first time since 1945.
The Fall Classic makes its long-awaited return to Wrigley Field tomorrow when the Cubs host Game 3. A new Harris Poll finds sports fans associate beer as the most imbibed beverage, while spectating beer the clear leader for sports like baseball, football, car racing, and hockey, to a lesser extent for soccer, beach volleyball, and golf. For horse racing, the first alcoholic beverage to come to mind is spirits or liquor, while wine tops the list for tennis.
Interesting. And that probably follows advertising patterns, right? Beer is advertised mostly, football, baseball games.
Could be.
Just throwing it out there. 6 minutes now in front of the hour. Need a website? Why not do it yourself with Wix.com? No matter what business you're in, Wix.com has something for you. Used by more than 84 million people worldwide, Wix.com makes it easy to get your website live today. You need to get the word out about your business. It all starts with a stunning website. With hundreds of designer-made, customizable templates to choose from, and the drag-and-drop editor, there is no coding needed. You don't need to be a programmer or designer to create something beautiful. You can do it yourself with Wix.com. Wix.com empowers business owners to create their own professional websites every day. When you're running your own business, you're bound to be busy. Too busy. Too busy worrying about your budget. Too busy scheduling appointments. Too busy to build a website for your business. And because you're too busy, it has to be easy. And that's where Wix.com comes in. With Wix.com, it's easy and free. Go to Wix.com to create your own website today. The result is stunning. Thanks for being with us. So Wilma Prince was walking out of a Walmart in Huntsville, Texas, when she spotted a homeless man holding a cardboard sign with an unusual request. It said, "Dog in pound. Need help." Good story from CBS News. As a dog lover, she could feel the desperation. Turns out the guy's dog was taken away when he had to spend two nights in jail for trespassing. It would cost more than $100 to get the dog back. Ms. Price decided to help. Her and a friend pooled their money to get Patrick's dog back. Before giving him a lift to the shelter, Ms. Price made sure he had everything he needed to care for the animal. Water bowl hung from the side of Patrick's backpack, which was filled with a small package of dog food and toys. Within 2 hours after their chance meeting, Patrick was reunited with his scruffy tan pup named Franklin. That'll do it for this hour. For Rasa K, I'm Gordon Deal. Thanks for listening to This Morning, America's First News.